Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hell or High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy!
Welcome to Hellkia. Ever worry or stuck in a dead-end relationship? Know you want things to end but can't build up that courage? Feeling flat, like you might just want to pack it all in? Hellkia is here for you.
Well, what about these lampshades?
I told you before, I don't like the pattern.
But it's a different pattern.
It's still a pattern. Don't embarrass me in front of the lampshades.
Sure to push any relationship to its breaking point. By the time we're through with you, you'll know if your relationship is worth literally anything at all.
Let me carry that for you.
I can do it.
It looks heavy.
What, just because I'm a halfling, you think I can't handle it?
I was trying to be nice. Why are we so short with me?
How dare you?
I didn't mean it like that.
We guarantee the breakdown of any stable relationship.
We are not lighting the bathroom with floating magical orbs. It's tacky.
My mother likes them.
I don't care what that old hag thinks.
Don't insult my mother.
She's literally a hag. She ate the cat.
Oh, when will you let that go?
Hellkia. Testing relationships since the year of the cauldron.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yay!
Oh yeah!
That's right, folks. It's another episode with your favourite team, the Happy Boys.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ellie Morris, and I play Ghoul, the 5-inch-tall sentient mushroom. And something fun to learn about Ghoul today is when he was just a small mushroom, he became obsessed with detectives and detective novels, and he learned the phrase anonymous tip. And so he started sending in short instructive notes to his local police station. Notes like, rub beeswax on your shoes to make them waterproof.
Just tips.
Invest in a good umbrella before it rains. And when you take a picture, squint your eyes to make your smile look more genuine.
Oh, this is lovely. Nice tips.
Yeah, and he just sent them anonymously to the police station. He thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Hello, my name is Chris Leask, and I play the character of Gloober Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And a little interesting thing about old Gloobrick is that in true Flintstones fashion, he uses a crocodile as a beard trimmer.
Aww,
yeah. Crocodile.
And, he's got a little crocodile at home.
Wait, like a tiny one, though, like that you hold in your hand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, he's a big guy, though, so maybe he's like a medium sized crocodile.
Oh, my God.
But he's not had it in hell, so he's kind of. But he hasn't got a beard.
No.
Well, yeah.
Why
we've
is
stopped
that?
Aging,
oh,
I guess.
Fucking no, I've not thought that fucking far.
Maybe in hell your beard hair doesn't grow.
Well, we've stopped aging because he died.
Over here.
Yeah,
well,
we know
Henley shaves with a short sword every morning. On
that is true.
Dry
but then maybe he's doing that performatively. There's no actual hair coming.
Oh, totally, it's performatively.
Facial hair does not grow in hell.
In hell, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, aka Ranger Danger.
Nice, very good.
Like Stranger Danger.
Yeah, he's
a menace. We got it. Yeah,
human ranger, knowledge gleaner, has the grass that's always greener. Henley, you know, Henley heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side. And Henley was like, well, no, my grass is always greener, because anytime he sees anyone who has greener grass than him, he takes that grass.
What, literal grass?
He's a grass stealer.
Grass thief.
So
he has a little garden in the woods.
Just really patchy grass.
Different grass, you know, ascending in scale from dark to light green.
It's like, is it like a Durex kind of scale of green?
Yeah.
Is it Durex?
Dulux?
Dulux, that would be condoms.
Durex would be
condoms of different green.
And finally, we don't have Eric today. For a fact, he has been taken. Adam Megiddo has been taken by a commander girl, having sacrificed himself in character and in man. With that, shall we begin the next episode of Hell or High Rollers? So we last left the happy boys. Eric had just sacrificed himself for you guys to buy into the race. Old Papa Crumble was there, and he's bought in as well. And now you guys aren't on the start line just yet, but you have the buy-in, you have the car, everything is ready to rock and roll, and you are set and ready to race whenever you want to go.
Oh my gosh. In our, what's our car called? Richard the Fast?
That's right.
Richard the Fast.
Oh, Eric named it, and now he's gone forever.
I think not, Henley named it, didn't he?
Well, it was a group effort, like the best of our work. He came up with Richard, I said the Fast, it was a fantastic pun, and now he's gone.
Oh God.
Do you think we'll ever see him again?
Of course we will, Ghoul. This is only temporary. We will rescue Eric.
I don't know. He's been turned into a coin, mate. Like, he's a coin now.
You know we're never going to see Greg again. We're just indulging that.
That's not true. That is not true, Ghoul.
You got a hole in his head. Come on.
Yeah, there is a hole in the soul coin, but that doesn't mean we're not going to see him again. We are going to win this race. We are going to get Eric back, and then we're going to get my son's soul out of hell. All of these things are going to happen. You just have to believe.
Okay, yeah, this is, yeah, you're right, leader.
I mean,
Captain.
Normally I'd be a bit more pessimistic, but now that Eric's gone, I feel like someone needs to keep this fucking train moving.
Well, I guess there's no point being negative.
Exactly. And look at this fantastic vehicle we've built.
The mirrors, do you remember that was my idea, the mirrors?
You did come up with the mirrors.
I did come up with the mirrors.
It's like a tank covered in mirrors.
Yeah. So good.
Definitely wouldn't be allowed on the road, you know.
No,
this wouldn't
not.
Pass its MOT.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but in a hell-based race, it's fine.
Yeah. Glubrick, roll me a constitution saving throw.
Excellent. 10.
Nah, you're just temporarily blinded by one of the mirrors. You look at it and you're like, that was my idea. Ah!
Okay. How long am I blind for?
Oh, just like a minute. Like, you'll be okay in a minute.
60. 59. 58.
Has Commander Girl gone, by the way?
No. She's climbed back into a car. So she kind of took Eric as the coin and she sort of like winked at you and then climbs back in.
You can see him. There's Eric on her dashboard.
I can't see anything.
Oh, God.
Thanks for reminding
very
me about that.
That was insensitive. I'm sorry.
But don't worry, guys. We got this. Me, with my perfect eyesight and my map reading skills, we're going to be A-OK.
What was that last thing that Eric said? Something about a book before he was sucked into the soul coin?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Can we look around the ground and see if the book made it to us, the map?
Yeah, I was going to get you to roll me an investigation check.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah,
right.
Go on.
Ghoul scouting down on the ground. Three.
Yeah. You're looking around on the ground and you just find absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about it. It's Eric. It was probably just some sort of play compendium or some boring thing like that.
Yeah. Probably some boring thing like a play compendium.
a play compendium. That's a good thought, Ghoul. What the
fuck? Thank
Yes, it was a good one.
Stellar improv.
Sorry. All right, well, maybe we should go and find out more about the actual rules.
That's a good point. How long do we have before the race starts?
Imminently. You've got a few minutes to find out about the rules, sure.
Papa Crumble. Let's go to Papa Crumble.
Great.
He hates me, but let's talk to him. Oh.
Come on, guys, let's go. I'm shouting because I can't see.
I think the minute's up now.
Yeah, can we go over to Papa?
Okay, yeah, so you go over to Papa Crumble and you, like, rap on the window. He awkwardly winds down his window again. He's just like, yeah.
Awkwardly, because he's an orc.
Yeah. Oh. Do you want to say awkwardly, because he's an orc?
Awkwardly, because he's an orc.
Very good, Ghoul. Very good.
Very good. Do you know what, El? Inspiration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes. Yes.
You've knocked on Papa Crumble's
window.
Like,
so, yeah, so he rolls down the window, his little squeaky window.
Yeah, rolls down his little squeaky window awkwardly. What do you want?
Well, hello there, Papa Crumble. Papa C. Pops Peter Crumb. How you doing, my old friend?
You're doing great, mate. You're doing great.
Thanks.
I'm not great, thanks, Henley. I'm quite sad. I lost my son horribly in combat. Yes. I lost my pseudo father figure. He disappeared. And now I've had to give the soul coin of Captain Pellew over just to participate in the race.
You used Captain Pellew's soul coin as a buy-in?
Yes, that's
for the
race. It's the only one I had.
Right, great. So what happens if you lose the race? What happens to the soul coin?
Oh, Commander Girl just keeps the coin. And whoever soul you give over is in her.
So you've put Captain Pellew, my mentor, the man that I love.
Henley, we still have to save Eric, all right? You can't change sides now.
Well, no, I'm not going to change sides. I'm just saying this is a problem, isn't it? Either we save Eric or we save Captain Pellew. And what am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to save Eric.
I can't let Captain Pellew's soul be taken by Commander Girl.
Well, I'm sorry, but do you see another way?
I'm kind of with Ghoul on this, I'm afraid, Henry.
Well, this is rubbish for me. You guys don't care about Pellew. Who the hamsters put up for steak? My fucking mum?
But Papa Crumble turns to you, Henry, and it's just like, whoa, wait. I had no idea you cared so much about Captain Pellew.
Of course I did, Papa Crumble, and we have that in common. Papa, I apologize for everything we did to you. I'm not really sure what we even did to you, to be honest.
You took my pseudo father figure. When
I didn't take him. He was lost. He was lost to us both. We share the pain, both of us together. Papa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We're having a conversation.
But can you really hear me? Are we in this together? Are we friends again? That's what I'm getting at.
I see what you mean. Yes. Are you suggesting that we form some sort of alliance?
I think that would be really helpful because we've just lost a man on our team. We had to put him up a stake for the race, yes?
Look, that's him on the dashboard gleaming in the sun like that beautiful motherfucker.
Yeah, and you look over and you just see, like, yeah, all the soul coins on the dashboard. And Eric's is a little picture of him sort of quite archly reading the complete works of Shakespeare.
Oh, they let him have his book in the coin.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
he's nice. Reading, he's reading Shakespeare in the coin.
Father C, can you tell me, what are the rules of this race?
Well, it's a classic race. First one to the finish line wins. Once you win the race, you get whatever it is you want. You guys want to get through the portal. I want to get a ship so I can bring Captain Pellew back. The hamsters, I mean, who the fuck knows what they want?
Oh, wow.
How far are we talking? Like, is it like 12 miles? Did they have miles here? Like 3,000 leg paces? Like,
we have miles in hell. Oh, miles.
How many miles is it?
You want to know the specific distance? Yeah. I mean, it's far.
It's a fair enough question.
Where's the finish line? That's
the
question.
I would say that's a better question.
Yeah, where's the finish line?
And then he points over to the big mountain that was the Countess, the previous archdevil. And he says, the finish line is on the summit of that mountain range.
He's far.
3 million steps, that is.
Just know that we're going to be friends until we get to that finish line. I'm going to win this race.
And then it's every mushroom for himself.
Exactly. What do you say, sailor boys? And the sailor boys go, oh, yes!
Wait, we haven't asked...
What is their vehicle?
Oh, yeah, what is their vehicle?
It's got a little window. Is it like a Ford Fiesta?
What, what is their vehicle? It is like a small pirate ship with wheels.
Not full wheels.
Oh, yeah, so nice.
It's got little cannons on the side. It's got a sail, all kinds of stuff.
Very camp sailors.
Yeah, they're very camp. Yeah. They're
love
very,
it.
Very camp.
So it would look a lot like a parade float. Really.
Yeah, yeah, so much like a parade float.
Well, it's glamorous.
And it really is, isn't
wonderful.
It? I love a musical number. Yeah.
I can't wait
Do
to
they
see
dance?
It
Are they like show boys?
Yeah, yeah. They're like they're fully just like swabbing the deck in choreography.
Oh,
and
I
like,
love that.
Yeah.
This is so great.
What a great visual.
Be doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and they've got like the little kind of blue and white striped tops with the little kind of round hats and little neckerchiefs and glittery leather boots.
Oh wow. Wow.
Okay. Well.
How would we team up? Maybe we could sabotage other riders together.
Okay, so we agree not to attack each other.
Yeah.
And where possible, we'll team up to take others down.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Papa Crumble, we have a deal. And I shake his hand.
Yeah,
Ghoul spits on both your hands.
Thanks, Ghoul.
Yeah. And then he shakes your hand.
We have a deal.
Good luck, happy boys. And he winds up the window awkwardly.
Very good. And as we walk away, I say to Glibrick and Ghoul, we are absolutely betraying the fuck out of that.
You more. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so mean, but it's got to be mean. Done.
Look, we're winning this race. We're rescuing Eric, and I will do my best to rescue Captain Pellew. But our first priority is to win the race, rescue Eric, and get out of this lair.
Agreed.
Where there's a hell, there's a way.
Nice. I think you should wait for Henley to.
Henley was looking at me like that was nothing. And I think you'll find it is an exceptional pun on the phrase where there's a will, there's a way.
It's really good.
It's actually very good.
I genuinely just didn't get it for
a second. You didn't get it. And that's fine. Shall we go again with the laugh?
No, no, no. We can kill each other's jokes today.
All right. Well, should we get in the car? I think it's going to start in 2 minutes. So, Wait, hang on. We haven't got anyone to actually fire the weapons now.
No.
Ghoul, I think.
Kelvis will do it.
The daughters.
Kelvis Mesley.
Could do it, but you are the spellcaster, and that is a turtle.
Yes, it is. You're right. I am far more experienced than this disgusting turtle.
Oh my god, you've really turned. What's happening between you two?
It's complicated, Bluebrick.
That's so great. It's like a kind of love-hate relationship they have, sort of codependency. Okay, so can we climb aboard?
You climb aboard Richard the Fast.
I get in, I strap in. We made little seat straps like on a roller coaster.
Yeah, nice, nice.
There was a hole in the top, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a swivel turret with a harpoon on it in the middle, and then maybe whoever's operating that can also shoot out.
I'll be the shooter.
Okay, well, guys, and I'm like turning the map. When it goes green, goes right.
When it goes green, go right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what this map says. Yeah.
We're on the starting line now, all facing the same direction. Just to be clear, Glubrick, when they say go, you want me to immediately do a right turn and cut straight across the starting line.
Kelly, I'm not really sure. Am I telling you how to drive? I don't think I am. And I'm pretty sure I'm the navigator. And I'm pretty sure we have to go right.
Okay.
And I turn it. I'm like, no, it's straight. I think it's straight. No, you're right. It is straight. Go straight, Henley.
Nice. So you guys sort of make your way up to the starting line. And it's kind of that cool sort of Fast and Furious-esque thing with like engines rumbling, you know, people's just like their eyes locking onto other drivers' eyes. All the engines rev and the sky just lights up with dozens and dozens and dozens of fireworks. And all of these beautiful balls of light smash together into the sand, and the sand kicks up in this huge like waterfall of sand. And as the sand settles, you see a familiar face, a beautiful androgynous figure with a sequined leather jacket looking like they're in sort of Mad Max the Musical, and their voice rings out around the entire lair. Well, howdy, folks! You see that it is the Maze Master. And dozens of sort of like scrying orbs appear around you, and it appears that as much as hell can, the race is being televised across the layers. And if you can tune in to the Hellscape channel, you can watch the race happening.
That's
live.
So cool.
Henley's revving the engine and looking out, looking at the other drivers. Who can he see?
It's the hamsters.
Oh, the hamsters.
But they are like
seething.
Oh my god.
Oh, Henley's squinting at them.
Yeah, they're squinting back at you. Yeah, you guys are just
harder
squinting.
And harder. Henley's closed his eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Ghoul has just popped out at the top turret and is, yeah, ready to do whatever spells are needed.
Mm. The Maze Master looks over to you guys in your car and they wink at you. Well, hello, happy boys.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah. Nice to you see too. You again.
And you hear the Maze Master speaking to the microphone. Racers, start your engines! There is like the rumble of hundreds and hundreds of engines and the ground kind of shakes underneath you. And the roar of these infernal machines chatters and it like rattles your bones. It's both very exciting and extremely terrifying. Huge plumes of sand are kicked up as these machines kind of rev their engines. We crash zoom onto Henley and he like grips the wheel. Mm. And we crash zoom onto Papa Crumble and he grips his wheel. And we crash zoom onto Commander Girl and she's flipping the coin of Eric and catching it and flipping it and catching it.
Ooh.
And she looks down on you guys and she says,
good luck.
Three. Two. One.
Henley floors it.
And yeah, you floor it and the wheels spin. Well, let's roll our first dexterity check to see if you can get off the line successfully. But because I'm not a huge fan of sleight of hand, I'm going to invent a new one called...
car.
Yeah. Okay. So the check is a car check. It's your capacity to handle the car, and your sleight of hand is +8, right?
My sleight of hand is +8, but that's because I have proficiency in sleight of hand. I presumably don't have proficiency in car. Maybe I can gain proficiency if I do it enough.
Okay, that's a fair point. So your dexterity modifier is +5, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you have a +5 to car.
Great.
So yeah, your foot slams down on the accelerator and you grip the wheel and roll me a car check.
Oh, the tension. 21.
21, yes. The wheels spin under the sheer power of the infernal machine and you launch off the line.
Wow.
And you got a fast car.
Yeah.
You guys are far ahead.
Oh, right, okay. And I'm looking at the map and I'm like, okay, so just keep going straight, I reckon, guys. Okay. How far ahead are we?
Pretty far ahead. Actually, roll me a perception check.
That is a natural 20.
Oh, okay.
My God. Wow. It's a two-way mirror.
Yeah, you perceive the shit out of your surroundings. as Richard the Fast launches away from the line, you notice several things. The first thing you notice is that the hamsters are desperately trying to keep up.
Are they in a big wheel?
They're in loads of wheels. And there is one main hamster car that is powered by a huge internal wheel.
Oh, I love that.
That they keep having to like trade people out as they get tired. keep it moving.
It must be so ineffective as an engine.
Yeah, it's not. They don't have a lot of traction.
They're so tired.
But they're exhausted. Yeah. There are literally hundreds of them like tagging in and tagging out to make it work. And with your natural 20, you notice that they seem to be gunning for Richard the Fast. They're coming. They're just trying to keep up with your car. They seem to not care about the race. And the other things you notice are that right alongside you, seemingly quite easily keeping pace with you, is Commander Girl and the Clay Devils. And you get the sense that they could go faster, but they're not at the moment. And the final thing you notice is in the rearview mirror, Papa Crumble and the Sailor Boys have slammed their car into reverse and they are going in the opposite direction.
He's had a breakdown.
Why?
He don't know what he's doing.
So you kind of get the idea that while the race is clearly linear to get to the finish line, it's very clear where the finish line is, it's at the top of the mountain, but there are numerous, endless, infinite amount of routes to get there.
Oh, well, this has changed everything to my mind. So I grab 5 more pieces of paper and just start drawing other maps going different directions.
Oh my God.
Also, if you have the tortoise with you, you get a +2 to your wisdom modifier.
Oh, that's true.
So that might help you.
That's true, yeah. So actually, I look around and place a finger on the shell of Kervis Mesley and I and then try and look around and see if I'm a bit more wisdom-y.
I don't even know what check you're doing. What?
Why did I do that?
I just said I'm being wisdom-y.
Just seeing if you're more wisdom-y. What did you roll?
15.
This is the opposite of wisdom.
The irony is that Glubrick feels more wise, but somehow Chris is less wise.
I don't know why I rolled. Why did I do that?
The character has become more wise than the player.
I do all of that, and then, just feel weird.
Yeah.
I feel like whoever's puppeting me is just a fucking nightmare.
Glubrick just sits there quite content in his new wisdom. It's like, I've noticed a lot and it's going really well. Does anyone else want to do anything useful?
I think Ghoul's feeling pretty useful. It's sad because I don't really want to target the hamsters because they're so cute, but they are the closest to us, and if they are less than 90 feet away, I might try and cast Entangle on them.
Okay, great. And that's a wisdom saving throw, right?
It's actually a strength saving throw, and the save DC is 16.
Great, so I'm going to roll a kind of handling check, see if they can, because you're trying it on the car, so let's see if they can rumble through. And they get a 13. So they try and dodge and drive round. So there's the main engine, and then each wheel is also powered by hamsters. So there's hamsters in the wheels. So if one wheel runs faster, they turn one way. It's an exhausting.
Actually quite impressive.
It's lots of hamsters from all over the different tribes have come together and put their differences aside to win the race.
They want? I'm so curious.
Well, you
what
know, all
want?
You can
We're
tell is they keep gunning for Henley. But the vines spring out of the ground and grip the hamster wheel, and they try and dodge, but it's not enough, and the vines lock the hamster car down into the ground, and the other hamster cars that are sort of part of the motorcade weave round, and they're all kind of skidding, and there's just a big shower of dust.
Great. Take that. Take it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And you look over to Commander Girl, and on the back of her monster truck, a huge cannon unfurls.
Oh.
And on the front of it is like this huge rocket that looks like it's in the shape of like a shark's head.
Oh, God.
And she looks at you and does like a finger click. And the rocket launches into the air, breaks into like 20, 30 different pieces, and starts showering down on you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and
my days. What?
She has launched a doomsday rocket at you.
Yeah. She's directly behind us, right?
She's like alongside you, and she's fired the rocket.
She's in a giant monster truck.
That's right.
Gonna try and steer us underneath her monster truck.
Could we fit?
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Between the wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
And get
That's
underneath
great.
So the rockets go down onto her.
Yeah,
own
nice.
Car.
That
That's my plan.
Smart.
Oh my God.
I like it. Okay, great. So
high risk.
So what you can do? You can roll a car check.
Do your car check
to see if you can do that.
What's our most powerful system? We put it all into the armor. So let's Glubrick, divert power to our handling.
Turtle, divert power to handling.
Sorry, Glub, I was trying to get you involved, but no, please, delegate to the
I'm
turtle.
I'm fine. I've done this enough episodes. I'm okay if I'm going to talk for a bit.
You're just sitting in the back, scrawling with crayons on imaginary
maps. In a second, we're going to be going past Candyland. So keep your eyes out on the right, guys.
So you're asking the turtle to use the power diver.
That was his job, yeah.
His eyes kind of glisten as he looks at Glubrick, and he's just like, and he pushes a button. And I'm going to say he doesn't have to roll a check for that. He's wise enough to know which button to press. So what Commander Girl sees is she launches her rocket. She sees you guys just slightly ahead, and the rocket breaks, and as it starts showering down, your car starts to kind of morph and shift and shake as it's moving along, and it's sort of consumed by this electric current. And so suddenly the armor starts to crumple and return to its natural elements, if you will, like the original molecules, and they all sift and move, and they start to fire underneath the car. And suddenly Henley's looking at the hood of the car, and the engine goes and explodes, and like it's huge now, and the engine revs really loud, and the wheels become these really slick, cool wheels, and suddenly you feel the steering wheel. You have way more control over the car.
Oh.
But the car now has less armor. It's more vulnerable.
Ooh, okay.
We're a high risk, high reward. So, I'm going to steer us under the monster truck.
Great.
So I'm going to say your DC handling, your car check is now lowered to 8.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, you've got to beat an 8.
Henley, you're so good at car.
Thanks, Ghoul. Oh, fuck.
I jinxed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, I roll the 2. Which is bad.
So that plus 5 gives you 7.
Yeah,
so that does not
beat
the check.
That would be a real problem, and we're about to get destroyed by a doomsday rocket.
Yeah.
But I have the Seal of Fates.
Okay.
So I take out this tiny little seal from my pocket, and I flip him.
If the seal lands on his head, that's a natural 20. If the seal lands on his tail, it's a natural 1.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got an actual coin for Henry Shields to flip. So
okay, so what is it? Tails?
Head's natural 20, tail's natural 1.
Here we go. Here comes the flip.
It's tails!
Oh, it's a natural one!
Oh my days, you've killed us.
Oh my god.
Now we move to the wild magic table.
Yeah,
oh,
so
shit.
Let's move.
If you turn to stone while driving again,
okay,
it gets worse and worse.
Roll me a d20 to determine which table you're going to roll on.
6.
6, that's the common effect table.
This is terribly.
This has gone so bad.
Now roll me a d100. Oh my god, I really hope this saves you.
That's 80.
80. Okay.
Terrifying.
Fucking hell.
Oh, no, no. No, no, no.
You cast invisibility on yourself.
Yeah. Wait, on myself or on the car?
I think I'm going to say it's on the car.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Really well.
So where did I drive us?
So what I'm going to say is that you still got a natural one on your hand, check. Mm. So two things happen. I'm going to give you the good news first.
Yeah.
All right? The good news is the Doomsday Rockets... when they exploded into their tiny little like cluster pieces, they're sort of like little mini sharks, mini shark rockets.
Nice.
And when the car disappears, they all just stop in midair like in a cartoon, and they're just like, huh?
Nah.
And they just don't know where you are, so they're just like zipping around, very confused, and they just explode randomly in the distance.
Henry shouts, shark weak.
Very good.
I like that.
Nice. And this is the bad news. As you disappear, you see the bombs all kind of fly off. You fire out your zinger, and then just a huge rumbling and shatter appears over your guy's car. As you look behind, you see the towering monster that is the Demented One. And through the windshield, you see Commander Girl cackling hysterically as she's going to mow you down.
Oh, it's a good day to race!
You see the headlights, like eyes, lock onto your invisible car. And the big teeth that was the grill drops open. And you see that it is in fact a huge metal jaw.
Oh no!
And it is chomping away.
Oh, happy boys! You didn't tell me you were coming for dinner. Chomp, chomp!
Because you swapped your armor and HP for your handling was 81, so your new armor class is 20, all right, down from 30. So she needed to beat a 20, and she got 21.
Oh,
days, man.
And it takes a huge bite out of the car.
No!
Out of your car.
Oh, no!
A moment on the lips for everyone to hips. Or the hubcaps.
So your HP of your car is now 81, all right?
Oh.
And you take 35 damage.
Pretty brutal. Okay.
What's that?
As the teeth clamp onto the car, they lift it off of the sand, and you are now grappled in midair by the monster truck.
Come on, happy boys. Is that all you got?
It's my worst nightmare. I'm getting eaten.
Oh, no.
Yeah. More
like Richard the Fast Food, right, guys?
Very good. I am terrified, but that was very funny.
It's important to keep smiling.
Keep your morale up. Yeah. Also, just now that the car has grappled you, you're no longer invisible.
Okay. Right, Henley, keep going straight. Just be aware that past the Pirate Cove and next to the crude drawing of Henley, there might be some sort of grey mist or lake or smudge or something.
And then I really jump up and I go up to Ghoul. And can I jump onto the back of the car and try and prize the jaw of car's...
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to word that. Like
it's like a dinosaur and you're like holding its mouth open.
Yeah. Oh, and while I do this, I whack myself in the chest and I turn into rage.
Nice. Okay, so we haven't seen Glurik go into rage for a while.
Yeah.
And now let's just confirm he can control his rage now, right?
Yeah, I think he can. Okay. That arc's done.
So Glurik flies into a rage. So you're trying to lift the jaw or trying to release the car. Roll me an athletics check. So your athletics is plus 13.
Wow.
Get to roll with advantage.
That's very good.
Okay.
I love that we designed this mechanic to help us so much.
It's going to be a very high score though. Yeah. This is the demented one.
It's only 20.
It's only 20.
Yeah,
As I said, the DC was 25. So you're clamped still in there, and Commander Girl is just cackling away, and she starts turning the steering wheel left and right in an attempt to, like, swing you off.
Yeah.
Ghoul, you got any plans?
Okay, so Ghoul, who's, like, hanging on at Glubrick's foot, looks up at him and says, "All right, Glubrick, go with me on this," and touches Glubrick on the leg.
Oh, my touch, you're just going to kill me.
And I cast Gaseous Form, which is a spell which means I can transform any willing creature I touch, along with everything it's wearing and carrying, into a misty cloud.
Man, you're turning Glubrick into gas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can do it for up to an hour.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he can free himself.
So he's going to get, like, sucked into the radiator of the car.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe you can go and fuck with the car engine or something.
Can I actively, like, turn out into my normal form when I want?
If it's a concentration spell, it ends at will for you, Ghoul.
Okay,
and
so
then
that
you can choose when he comes back.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
This is mad. Okay.
So does he still take damage from the curse?
Yeah, he still takes 66 damage. Yeah.
66.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. 66.
Fucking hell.
28.
Oh god. I hope this will be worth it.
You're lucky. I'm a big old strong boy.
Okay. All right. So Glubrick is a big cloud.
Yeah, and he's also still in rage, so he's a big angry cloud.
Big red cloud.
All right, let's run with this. So you turn Glubrick into a gas cloud, and I'm going to say that the power of the engine of the demented one, the grill, is sucking in air to keep the engine cool. And so Glubrick, you are just fired into the engine through the workings, like whipping through pipes and stuff. And this gaseous cloud materializes inside the main body of the car.
The air conditioning. Glubrick gets chilled on the way.
Yeah. So Ghoul, are you breaking your concentration?
So yeah, Ghoul's waiting. He's looking at to see the red mist fill, and then the concentration breaks.
And what is Henley doing at this point? Is he just trying to, like, get the car out?
Yeah,
it's a four-wheel drive.
I think Henley's flipping through the automobile owner's manual.
Great, see
if there's a page about this.
Nice. Go on, roll me an investigation check.
Oh, that's pretty good. 17.
Yeah. You find a page on it. It's just at the top. It just says "caught in a monster truck's jaws."
It's really long. Okay, I'm going to get to work on
this. Trying to get to work on that. Okay. Meanwhile, Ghoul is still hanging off the edge of the car that's being shaken around. So I'm going to get you to roll athletics checks to see if you can hold on.
It is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20, great. Yes, you managed to hold on to the car. Meanwhile, inside the car, Glubrick has rematerialized from his misty journey.
I'm not in the engine, I mean.
No, like, you're in the kind of, imagine it's a huge, huge truck. You imagine, like, the cab where, like, the driver is and stuff is one part of the car, and then the other part of the car is where they keep all the weapons and the mechanics and stuff like that. It's kind of like a war caravan. Imagine.
Right, okay, that's nice.
So yeah, you materialize and you're in the cab of the car and you just materialize perfectly sat in the passenger seat.
And I just slowly turn over and I'm like, "Good day."
And she's just like,
"Oh, hello there, big boy."
And she grips you by the throat and her claws start to dig into your neck.
I grab her by the throat, do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, great.
My nails.
Nice, your sharp nails. Roll me an athletics check.
I'm still in rage, right?
Yep.
21.
Yeah, okay. So you got a 19, so you do win, but it's quite an even contest. So you're kind of choking each other out.
Stop it.
But it's a bit of a stalemate, and you, on the dashboard, you can see, like, different buttons and stuff that you assume operate all the weapons and the jaw of the car. You can also see Eric there as well, just reading his Shakespeare on the dashboard.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Henley's flicking through the manual, and he starts shouting instructions out the window to Glubrick.
You need to operate the mouth release lever. It should be a little black lever underneath the passenger side footwell, okay?
With my left hand, where I'm choking her, with my right hand, I'm just going to whack a button. I'm just going to try and whack some button.
And are you trying to hit a button specifically, or are you just trying to destroy stuff?
Well, can I hear that?
Yeah, I think you can hear
it. I'm looking over and trying. Can I find that button?
Roll me an investigation check.
Natural one.
Yeah, you get blinded by the mirrors on the car. You release her, and you, like, put your hands to your eyes because it burns your eyes. And you're now blind, sat next to an arch devil in the cab of her car.
Oh, man, the mirrors were such a good choice. It's in my editing.
So Ghoul is watching this absolute chaos, and he takes out something from his pocket and just says again, "All right, Glubrick, go with me on this."
Oh my god!
And he throws. I have got a few of my throwing stars of domination left.
Right.
So Ghoul is going to try.
You throw it at Glubrick.
Throwing it at Glubrick, because what they do, so it's 1d4 piercing damage, soz, but on the failed wisdom save, they succumb to the spell Dominate Person. And so Ghoul's idea is that he's going to try and just power.
You're going to try and take control of Glubrick.
Take control of the situation.
Okay, wow, that is mental. Okay.
We're down another person because you're spending your actions controlling me.
Well, if you can control yourself, Glubrick, I wouldn't have to.
And I suppose because he's blind, you'll be able to kind of see for him.
Well, Ghoul can see that he's not, can't see anything.
Oh,
he's flailing around.
That's really nice.
Okay. So you roll me an ranged attack roll, which is d20 plus your dexterity modifier. And before you roll that, let's add some drama. Chris, what is Glubrick's armor class?
It is 18.
18. Ooh. So you have to beat an 18 on your attack roll.
Good luck with that, pal.
Oh my god, I got a natural 20.
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay. That is double.
Double damage.
Double damage. Shit.
So you do 2d4
damage. It's 2d4, it's fine. One. Three damage.
Six.
Okay, so Ghoul whips out this throwing star, throws it, and it slices perfectly through the windscreen and hits Glubrick in the shoulder as he's kind of madly flailing around. And then I have to do, it's a wisdom save to do the dominate person.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
So you've got to beat 16.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 9.
Great.
Nine.
So that's all we wanted.
Oh, no. I'm saying this like I'm being attacked by everyone. Yeah.
But I suppose Glubrick doesn't know. So Glubrick's just like, fuck you.
This is awful.
Just
everyone.
Trust me here, Glubrick. Trust me.
Well, I will. That was me trying to do an impression of powering down. Yeah.
Nice. So you feel this kind of strange feeling flood through your body, and you feel like you don't have control over your body anymore, and the body is being controlled by someone or something else. But luckily, even though you can't see and you don't quite know what's happened, the control over Glubrick's body, it feels familiar, feels friendly.
Okay, so Ghoul is now watching closely, and he's shouting down through the turret. All right, Henley, shout out what we need to do.
Okay, it's a small lever in the passenger side footwell, okay? It'll have a little white image on it of a pair of teeth with a car in, okay? You need to pull that firmly.
All right, well, Ghoul is going to
Literally, what's happened is the two players here have taken you out of the game.
And I'm just floating around.
Go back to your crayon.
Yeah.
You in your own mind making a map.
Yeah. So Ghoul has taken control of Glubrick's body, and so he ducks Glubrick's head down underneath the dashboard and starts searching around for this button.
It's a lever!
It's a lever! That's for me. Good note.
Great. So Romy and are you just trying to...
I just want him to search for the lever and find it.
Okay, great. So what would that be? Like a sort of animal handling check, I guess?
Because you're handling.
Glubrick handling.
Glubrick handling check. We'll use your animal handling modifier.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, another natural 20!
Oh my god!
This dice is magic!
Yeah. Amazing. Wow. So, okay. So I'm going to say the blindness goes. Because your like ghoul's sheer force of vision shines through you. You see through Glubrick's eyes, you see the lever, you see the one that Henley has pointed out in the passenger side footwell, and you're getting Glubrick to pull the lever.
Yeah.
Great. So as Glubrick pulls the lever, you feel the jaw of the monster truck, of the demented one, release open. And the car, Richard the Fast, just bounces and lands on the floor perfectly. As the car is falling, Ghoul, roll me another athletics check. See if you can hold on to this fallen car.
Okay. That was a 5.
5. Okay, so you're not strong enough to hold on, so you release. The car is bouncing to the floor. Ghoul is in midair. Glubrick is dominated in the cab. Henley, the only one kind of left going at the moment.
Okay, I calmly put away my manual, like a responsible driver I am, into the glove box, grab the wheel and try and catch Ghoul.
Okay, great. Roll me another car check.
Okay, so Ghoul's falling down from above, and I've got to try and catch him with the car.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So I swerve the car around. And I get a dirty 20.
Okay, yeah, yes. great. And so with your dirty 20, you're looking in the wing mirror and like hanging out the window looking back at Ghoul, and you manage to maneuver the car, and Ghoul perfectly just flies through the little turret hole and lands back on the turret.
Whee!
Just like, no.
It's a hole in one!
But does Ghoul have to now maintain his concentration on the spell? On
Ghoul? Oh, yes.
Oh, it's probably
That's
gone.
Probably gone.
Oh, yeah. So roll me a constitution saving throw.
Ooh. Oh, it was an 11?
11, no, that is not enough. So you lose concentration,
no.
But you know, no longer dominating Glubrick, but he can see, and, you know, we just hope that Chris can redeem himself. And so you land back in the car.
Ghoul, what happened? Where's Glubrick?
He's in the Demented One!
He's still in there with the Archdevil. Well, let's get him back. How do we get him back? The harpoon. Let's harpoon Glubrick and reel him in. I drive ahead and try and look back and get eyes on Glubrick.
Okay, great. Meanwhile, we crash zoom Mad Max style into the cab of the Demented One. And Glubrick, you take another 11 damage because you are being choked by an Archdevil.
Wrong boy, but like I'm close to death now.
No.
This is a nightmare. And I just turn around to her. Can I try and... As an action as well, can I try and rip her off? I just want to, like, almost like...
Yeah, we'll roll opposing strength checks, but you're still in rage, right?
Yeah. 24.
Great, she got 21. So, yeah, you managed to prise her hands off of your neck.
Yeah, okay.
And she's also still driving the car as well, so she's just doing this all with one hand.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Wow, she's great.
Yeah, she's very strong.
As I rip her hands away, I'm going to try and quickly... grab the coin, Adam Megiddo's coin.
Eric. Okay, nice. Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Come on. I'm rolling so badly today. 8.
8. She got a 16 on her insight check. So she just sees you and she immediately just slaps your hand away.
Hey! Don't be so greedy.
But then at the same moment, their eyes turn forwards and they see through the windshield, Ghoul on a harpoon gun.
Yes! Okay.
So clarify the plan for me.
Okay, so Ghoul, he's climbed back up. He's got the harpoon pointed at Glubrick, and we're going to try and shoot it and get him back to our...
So you're going
to
try and like anchor Glubrick and like reel him in.
Yes. You're going to whale him in.
Fucking hell.
One last time.
You're lucky he's so strong, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I've taken a lot of damage. And before this is shot as well, I turn around to Commander Girl and say, "You silly Commander Girl, my friends are going to help me any second."
And then you just hear Ghoul say, "All right, Glubrick, one last time. Go with me on this." And I fire the harpoon.
Okay, roll me a ranged attack roll.
Okay.
And remember, you've got to beat an 18.
Got to beat 18,
man. Oh, man. I got a 19.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So, Glubrick, this is what you see. Haven't you, like, strangled, dominated?
Yeah,
stark hanging out your shoulder. The other shoulder, you look out and you see a huge metal spike attached to a chain whistling through the air.
Oh.
It smashes through the windshield. Thumped into your other shoulder.
Shit!
And the force of it, first of all, Ellie.
Yeah.
Can you roll me 1d10?
Okay. 9.
So you take 9 damage.
Oh, sorry.
So the harpoon whistles through the air, thuds into Glubrick, and the sheer force of it knocks you off your feet and smashes you through out of the cab into the kind of main caravan bit of the car. And you lose sight of Glubrick for a second, and the chain is taut. Glubrick is now an anchor, and you are like whistling along, like kicking up sand as you're driving. And what happens is...
Henley, I really hope this works.
Haul in that whale.
Oh, wow. He heard that.
You know, it's a harpoon.
And through all this jovial kidding around, you guys feel the chain go slack.
Nice try, losers.
And you see that Commander Girl has sliced clean through the chain and has just tossed the chain out the window.
We only have
and
one,
she guns it.
Hey, happy boys, eat my dust.
And she turns and just fires off across the horizon. No. And she is whipping away from you with Glubrick in tow.
Can't lose another happy boy.
Ghoul just like pathetically tries to swing the rope or the chain that's still in his hand and kind of lasso what's left of the car in the air, but obviously that's
and
never
it's just gone.
Work.
And so yeah, you guys have lost Glubrick, and you see the demented one and the clay devils just whizzing away with Glubrick.
Oh god, okay, Ghoul, we cannot lose another happy boy.
I blame you, Henley, that was all your fault. What a stupid plan.
This is why I don't want to be left alone with you, Ghoul. I feel like you're gonna murder me at some point.
Ghoul just puts up his hand and like
don't fucking touch me. Ghoul, redirect power to the engines.
All right.
And so you're putting what?
I'm
going to
put
score
all the highest score we have into the engines.
So that was your armor class. You're gonna jump your speed to try and catch up. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you successfully do that because you're not in combat now. You can just do that. While that's happening, Chris, I'm going to text you. I need you to make a series of rolls for me. I'm not going to share them with the rest of you guys.
Okay.
And just text me those results when you have them.
So we've redirected power?
Yeah, you've got power in the engines, and you're using maximum power to try and catch up.
Yeah.
With the car. Okay, you this is going to be risky. You know, you guys are pretty down and out at the moment, going for a Hail Mary. And are you trying to get Glubrick back?
Yeah,
is that
we're
the idea?
Going
to try and catch up with him. Do we have some sort of equivalent of nitrous? You know, Fast and the Furious, press a button and go faster button?
Yeah, I'm going to say this is what happens. So the turtle presses the dials and you'd hear... And the engine again just like rumbles to life, and you are pinned back in your seats as you fire forward.
Henley says, "Hero in a half shell, turtle power."
Oh, I don't get it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It sounded like it was good.
Go, you should say it. Steal it.
Ninja Turtle Poople Power. I didn't get it. I didn't hear it either.
Nice one, Ghoul.
Okay, so you catch up with it. I've no idea what you guys are going to do, but you catch up.
So we're pinned back into our seats, flying forward.
Oh, yeah, we're going so fast.
Incredible acceleration, and we see the thing getting closer, right?
Yeah. You can get as close as you want to it.
How did we get him?
I don't know. Oh, we don't even have a harpoon anymore.
What do we have? What do we have? What do we have?
As you approach the demented one, desperately searching for anything you can do to get Glubrick back. Meanwhile, Chris, based on your rolls, the secret rolls that you made, why don't you tell me what happens next?
So as you... How many feet are we away from each other?
Are you guys pulling in like right behind or...?
I want to get pretty close, you know, 10, 20 feet away.
Yeah.
Amazing. 10, 20 feet. So what you suddenly see is the back doors of this cab just fly open and out flies Glubrick. Who I'm going to try and leap and land onto the bonnet of our car.
So Glubrick passed his secret rolls that meant he could escape. Roll me an athletics check.
18.
Yeah, I'm going to say you can clear the distance to get to the car. Henley, roll me a car check.
Oh,
yes!
These car checks.
You can do this, Henley.
I got a 14.
14.
I have a very old inspiration point from many episodes ago that I haven't used yet.
And they don't have self-identity.
I'm going to use it.
19.
Nice!
Yes! Oh, you're rolling so well.
So, as you you whiz round, Glubrick fires himself, flying through midair as the Demented One moves further and further away from you. Yeah. Underneath you comes Richard the Fast, with Henley in the driving seat at nitrous speed. Just slams into Glubrick, and you are on, securely on the car.
Oh, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and I'm not going to make you roll an athletics check. I just want you to be there.
Wait, so wait, you're on the bonnet?
Yeah, on the bonnet.
On the bonnet. Great.
Henley slams on the brakes.
And Glubrick fires up.
But at least he's clear of the multi-track.
Glubrick just tumbles to the floor.
Man, how many, like, what's the roll?
How many health points you got left?
Six.
Yeah, do me a D6.
Shit. Are you joking?
One.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Glubrick, battered and bruised, gets to his feet.
Wow.
Oh, nice one, guys.
We get out of the car. Yeah, Ghoul gets out of the car.
Oh, Glubrick, thank God you're okay. And Henley runs up and hugs him and casts Cure Wounds.
Oh, nice.
What's that then?
And you get 6 health points back.
Oh, amazing. Lovely.
Nice.
That's done fuck all, mate. And then Henley, thank you.
Henley remembers himself and stops hugging him. So, good to have you back, Glubrick. Sorry, we nearly lost you there.
No, it's all right. It's well, should we get back in before we should just stand here in the sun? Should we get back in and maybe we've taken quite a lot of damage. We should probably find somewhere to like refuel and mend anything we need to mend on the car. There's actually, I think there's probably a village just up here on the right. I think
what? That's very good thinking, Glubrick.
Come on, let's go. And I start marching in.
Wow, I thought he'd be more mad that we hurt him so much.
Did we hurt him so much?
We did! And Ghoul just raises his little hand again.
Okay.
Stares out at me.
There is a very good reason why you're in hell.
Yeah.
Okay, we get back in the car, and I think we need to just think, because clearly you can. Like, we've learned you can go in any direction in this race and still potentially get there. We need to think where we're going. Glubrick.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of your maps from your imagination have a petrol station on them?
Yeah, and I kind of look down and I see these maps, and I'm like, nah, these are all okay. And I turn them over. And I just draw like a little squiggly line, and I'm like, yeah, just up here, about like I think about 10 miles. There's one on the right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go that way. But did you see anything when you were in her car?
Oh, yeah, that's what I saw. I saw there was a map in there. I didn't have time to grab it, but I saw a map. And on the map, there was a squiggly line. It was up on the right. It was about 10, 12 miles away. Yeah.
Oh, so that's amazing.
We just get up there. We'll be able to fix our car. Let's get moving.
Okay,
Which way are you heading?
So we got this new map from Glubrick, so I will head in that direction.
Okay, great. And can you roll me just a perception check for me?
I got a 7.
7, okay. You don't notice anything about which way you're going. You just follow the directions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
So it's about 10 to 12 miles up here. I think that's what I saw in the cab. Yeah, I think it is about there. Yeah.
You didn't also find an intelligence turtle in there, did you, that you've got in your pocket or something?
Yeah, you're talking a lot of sense, Glubrick.
No, just, it was quite scary. Maybe it's just because I have less health. I don't know. All my energy is going into my brain. I don't know, because it's just giving up on the rest of my fucking body after being hit by a spear.
All right, it's for your own good.
Calm down. We need to stay calm and get along. Remember, we don't have the leveling influence of Eric here, so things can easily go off the rails.
Mm.
We're all together. That's what's important. We survive.
I love you guys. Yeah. And Ghoul just throws himself on the ground and starts to cry.
Ghoul.
I love you guys so much. I'm sorry. I just want to get out of hell.
Do you want to get up? Should we just go? Should we just head off?
What?
There's a bit of a rush. There's a bit of time. So should we just get going?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I love you too, Ghoul. But
Yeah,
I love you too as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Sound more excited about it, why don't you?
I think I'm just really sad since we lost Eric.
Can I roll an insight check on what the fuck is going on with Glubrick? Because this is weird.
What do you mean?
He's behaving weirdly.
I don't know if it's Glubrick or Chris.
Never sure.
So, Henry Shields wants to roll an insight check on Chris.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Henley. Yeah, go on Glubrick.
Because he didn't say he loved Ghoul. He didn't show any care towards Ghoul. That's weird. 19.
Yeah, you can tell that something is off about Glubrick. He doesn't seem the same as he was before.
I offer out my tail.
Nice.
To see what he does. Sneaky little tail.
And
Glubrick goes over. It's like, yeah, nice man, and just high fives your tail.
It's not Glubrick.
It's not Glubrick.
Go grab him. You'll take me down.
Ghoul tackles him.
Oh shit.
Oh, you're fucking just grabbing hell. Him. Are you trying to do anything to stop it?
No, because I don't think I would know that this curse exists.
Okay. Who the fuck is this?
What is happening?
So you take 66 damage.
He's down.
Okay, so I'm going to say what happens is this. Ghoul, as you touch Glubrick, your infernal curse burns into his skin, and his skin just burns away. And underneath is this kind of strange sort of purple, shadowy, kind of weird, gooey stuff.
Ooh.
And all of Glubrick's skin and all of his equipment and everything just burns away. And what stands before you is a kind of odd, shadowy, shapeless form that could be everything but also seems to be nothing. And you both recognize this being as a doppelganger. A shapeshifter.
Oh, hello.
I love him.
It is me, doppelganger.
Oh, can we recruit him?
You keep the doppelganger.
He's suddenly very sweet.
And meanwhile, we zip over across the plains of Malbolge, across the sandy desert, and we catch up with the Demented One and the Clay Devils and Commander Girl's vehicle. And you would think Commander Girl would be upset after everything has just happened, but she is driving along, cackling away, and the camera continues to go through the windshield, through the back of the cab, through into the main body of the car, and at the back of the car, we see Glubrick sat unconscious and chained to the floor.
Ghoul, we've lost Glubrick.
But you've gained the doppelganger!
Thank you for listening to another episode of Hell or High Rollers. I have been Dave Hearn, your GM. Helly Whispers was played by Henry Shields, Chris Leask as Glubrick Bumbledung, Ellie Morris as Ghoul, and Adam Megiddo would have been playing Eric Sanguinius if he were here. Aww. And the voice of Commander Girl was voiced by the wonderful April Hughes. If you're loving this podcast, which I know you are, because if you listen to this, you must really love the podcast. So thank you. You can head on over to our Patreon page, where you can become a paid subscriber and get access to a whole bunch of extra content. Infinite possibilities. Well, not infinite possibilities. They are limited. But they are limited to some brilliant extra stuff. Hours and hours of content. Extra side campaigns. Special little extra episodes that give you an insight into the world of Hell or High Rollers, as well as a secret look behind the curtain of how I plan each episode. And while you're on the Patreon page, you can meet legends like Ghostface Filler, Siobhan Cran, Annabelle, Stefan Chomasintz. It's got a Z in it, it's got to be cool. Celeste Chinchilla, Catherine Monckton, Bronte, Alicia Wooten, Martin, and Dave Poland. Great name. The music you're listening to right now was written by the wonderful Max Runham, and the show is produced by Gareth Tempest. Thank you, and good night.
When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.